Simchas.
Are you your own Shana then?
Yeah. So they come. Going with you. They come for the bench.
Where's everybody?
Like Mama, that's where we're waiting. Where's everybody?
All the things to his son for last week we learned the Gemara on Zion on the days. The Gemara discussed the Machlokes the Shame Beisilo regarding Bal Yiroi Bayimotze. How much chometz or how much raw dough, tzaor, do you have to have in order to violate Bal Yiroi Bayimotze? So Beisilo's sheet is everything is kazayis. Kazayis is the shear for achila, and kazayis is the shear for Bal Yiroi Bayimotze. And Beishamai say no, that it depends. Chometz is kaisebes, a bigger shear, and tzaor is mochomer, that's the kazayis. And it's the Shamashit is based on Psukim, that the Psukim say Bal Yiroi, Lo Yiroi Lecha Chometz, Lo Yiroi Lecha Tzaor. Why is it written twice? Why wouldn't it be good enough if only one of them would be written? You would have known the other one with the Kal Vachomer. So it must be to teach you Shiur Shalzeh, look, Shiur Shalzeh, that the Shurim are different. So, alright, so you know from the Psukim that the Shurim are different. But where did you pull these Shurim from? Where did you pull from Thinei, Akazayis, and Kekoisebes? So Rashi says, well, one of them is Halacha L'moishim, is Sinai. The Gemara makes such a statement in the beginning of Erev and in the beginning of Sukkot that all the Shiurim are Halacha L'moishim, is Sinai, Kezayis, and Kebetz, and Kegregeris, and Kekoisebes, all the Shiurim are Halacha L'moishim, is Sinai. So Tosfos Frekta Kasha, so Rashi says, one of them is Halacha L'moishim, is Sinai, and then Emel, and the Pasuk indicates that they have to have different shiurim, so the other one we figured out on our own that it's going to be different. So Tosfos asks, it wouldn't appear from the Gemara that it's Halacha L'moishim Sinai. Here Tosfos Dibra Mascha Loy Malach on Zayin on the base. The Tosfos begins the third Tosfos Loy Malach. So they ask in the middle about five lines in. The Im Taima in all the Shir Chometz B'Kakoy Seves. Where did you start off with that premise? Where does that come from? So they say, Pirish HaKuntris Tehei, Pirish HaKuntris, Rashi writes on this Gemara, that's Halacha L'moishim Misinai. That the Shia for Bal Yirah Bayimotzei, for Chometz is Kosevitz. So Tosis says, V'lein Nehira? They don't think it's right. So what do you need a Pasuk for? So Tosis says that they figured it all out. So this is Taka problem. What do you do with that Gemara? The Gemara does say, that Shiurim HaHalacha L'moishim Misinai. The Gemara says Shiurim. And the Gemara Lerechem Zayis, Kazayis, Kosevis, Revius, Kadasha, Kegregeris, Kirimon, all of these different Shurim, Halacha L'moishim Misinai. So what's the Machlokes B'Shamay and B'Silo? What the Halacha L'moishim Misinai was. And if it's Halacha L'moishim Misinai, what do you need any psukim for? Halacha L'moishim Misinai means a din that we have an oral tradition on that there's no mocker from the Chumash to indicate what the din is. So how can it be that it's Halacha L'moishim Misinai? So the Maritz Chayis doesn't have a comment here, but I think either in the beginning of Sukkah, beginning of Erevin, he quotes a Talmud Yerushalmi, he quotes a passage from the Talmud Yerushalmi, that the Shiurim Halacha L'moishim Misinai doesn't mean that the Shiur for this is Kazayis, that the Ad Kabbalah Halacha L'moishim Misinai, that we have a whole peckle of Shiurim. You have a Shiur of Tefach, and three Tvachim, and six Tvachim, and Eser Amos, and Dalet Amos, and a Kazayis, and Kregeris, and Kebetza, and Kekoisevis. And then, Lomisarah cost of Elalah Chachamim, the Chachamim have to decide which Shear fits in. Where? There's a Shear of Dalet al Dalet Tfochim, there's a Shear of Dalet al Dalet Amos. So the Chachamim had to determine when we use this Shear and when we use that Shear. So that's, they had a tradition that there is a Shear Kazayis. So then they have to look in the psukim and see, or use their seichel and figure out how the seichel should dictate or how the psukim seem to indicate. So the shear for food, the shear for eating food is usually kazayis, rarely other than kazayis. So he said, look, Bal Yiroi, as far as achila, they all agree, kazayis.
Well, beitza.
Yom Kippur is not really an issue of achila nefesh asalosa une. So that they thought should be a bigger shear, a different shear. For achil it's smaller than kazayis, and for shti it's bigger than a kazayis. Everything is different. Everything is different there, because Yom Kippur it's a din loy suna. It's not really a din of achilah. So the drinking is not as shear as he is, It's less. By drinking, the shir is malay lugma, which is a rebrezir. And by eating, it's more than a kazayit, it's a kaseves agasa. So by achil and shnir is different from kalatara kula because it's a different din. It's inui. It's not a din of achil. So over here, by eating the chametz, by eating the sur, that's macholas asura. So that's, they pulled out the shir kazayit, they're going to use the same shir for chayla v'dam and pigal nisa tamay. It'll be the same shir kazayit. So by yura, by matzei, that was the shayla. So the Beishamai had a mashmas from the psukim that there should be two different shir. And then they had it, so they said, usually the shir should normally be kazayit food. Even for Bar Yirah, the shir should be kazayit. But yep, psukim that say it should be different. So they pull out another shir and they'll apply it over here. That's how the Maritz Chayis quotes from the Yerushalmi, that the shiurim, halacha l'moshe m'Sinai, doesn't necessarily mean that the shir for this is kazayis, is halacha l'moshe m'Sinai. There is halacha l'moshe m'Sinai that kazayis exists as a shir, and the Chachamim applied it to this case. You have the Moshel, the Gemara has Chomish Chatoz HaMesos. The Gemara says, we have a Din D'Oraisa that's learned out from Sukkim, that Moisa Chatas Korev Oilo. That means like this, somebody who is Machal Shabbos B'Shegeg, so he's obligated to bring a Korban Chatas. So he sets aside $500 to buy a Korban Chatas. He goes to the store and he succeeds in getting a payment for $420. So what does he do with the leftover $80? That's called Moisa Chatas, leftover money from a Chatas. So we learn out from a Pasuk, it's a Mishnah Shkolim. And the Mishnah Shkolim tells you who darshan this din from the Pasuk. Zu Medrash Darashi Hoyoda Akoin. He's a biblical figure. He's in Sefer Malachim. He was the Kohen Gadol in the days of the Bais Rishon. So the Mishnah says, Zu Medrash Darashi Hoyoda is not Halacha Moshe M'Sinai. This is not from Tanoim, and this is not from Anshei Knesset HaGedolah. This is from Bais Rishon. Zu Medrash Darashi Hoyoda Akoin. Amoisa Chata is Korev Oilo. Any money that's left over from a Korban Chata, you have $80 left over. That money goes towards the korban oil. All the marshal, somebody's mafish two chatos. He's mechal Shabbos b'shege, he has to bring a chatos. So he's afraid if a mafish one chatos, he may get lost, and then he still won't have any kapur. So he's mafish. He sets aside two korbanos. Areza lachatosi, and then he says, in the case that gets lost, areza also lachatosi. Mafish also lachatosi. But then he brings them both. He's traveling to Yerushalayim, far away. He brings them both, and neither of them died, and neither got lost. So what does he do? He can't bring two chatas. It's not bob and eder and adova. So he can bring either the first or the second. Doesn't make a difference. One of them is makrib. The one that's left over is a moisa chatas. What do you do with it? Moisa chatas korev oilo. Totally different. Oifen of hakrovas hakorben. Everything is very different. That's a pasuk that he learned from the pasuk. So the Gemara says that we have a halacha l'moshe m'Sinai that there are several exceptions to the rule. You have chomish chatos, you have five korbanos chatos, that you don't say moisa chatos korev oilo, it has to be mesa. A chatos shemesa by leho. Let's say the bala korban died, and you can't be makir a korban chatos after he died in kapara la mesa. So what are you going to do with the korban chatos? You can't be makir a korban if no one's going to get a kapara. That's like ain't a bob and a dover. The only time you can bring a chatas is if he gets a kapur. A chatas shavur shnosa. Korban chatas is only good if it's bashnosa before the first birthday. If it's ready after the first birthday, take shenish. So what do you do if you have a chatas and you saved it so long? It's already it's already 1 year old. So what do you do with it? If you be makrib as a chatas, you won't be yotze. So we should have said. Moisa chatas karavayla. You have a chatas left over, and you cannot be makav. It is a chatas to be makav. It is an oila. That's the drasha of Yehoyada Klein. So the halacha l'moshe m'Sinai says no. We have chomish chatos hamesos that you have to lock it up in a room and let it die from starvation. You starve it to death. A strange din. Halacha l'moshe m'Sinai. So the Gemara says we have another halacha l'moshe m'Sinai. We have in Chumash, in the beginning of Chumash Veikra, it says kachatos ko oshom. It says more than once there that Osham is to be treated the same as Achatos. And what way is Osham supposed to be treated the same as Achatos? It's Nechal Dezichre Kuhune, Nechal Dezichre Kuhune, this man is Yom Velaylo, it's a Kochi Kochim, there's Me'ila, it's not Kochim Kalim, it has a lot of dinim and shares in common with a Korban Chatos. And Achatos Shemesa by Leho is not Karev, so the Oshem Shem Mesa Bala is also not Karev, because the Oshem is not Bob and Edom and Adovah. So if the Bala Karev died already, so he cannot be Makrevit. So the din should have been, since it says Kachatos Ka Oshem Hekish, so it should have said, what do you do if you have the Chomish Chatos HaMesa in the case of Oshem? I should say also Mesa. So the Mishnah has a machlekes satana, and we paskin know that the hekish kachatos kosham, the hekish only goes on things that are written in the chumash, doesn't go on halachas lemoshe misina. So what's taka the din if you have a leftover chator, you have a leftover osham, an osham sheniskaper by leah b'acheres, an osham that's too old, or an osham shenesa by leho, anything like that. What do you do with those ashamas? So you don't say that it's mesa. So what's the din? So the Gemara says gemiri. Gemiri means grab alochon meshim sina. So the Gemara's lashon is kol shebechatas mesa. If it would have been a korban chatas chamash chatos hamesos, but osham roa means that you tirash et istoyv. You let it graze in the field on the farm until it gets a mum, and then you paid it. And after you paid it, then the money goes for korban oilo. Then the money goes to korban oil. So the Rabbi Natam says in Zvachim and Menachos, every 20 blood tastes quotes. Rabbi Natam says, no, that's not what it was. The Chachamim changed the Losh. The real original Halacha Moshe Misinai was Kol Shebechatas Meisa Ba'oshim Korev Oilo. Because the Pasuk Medrash Dorish Yal Yod Akoy, and Yal Yod Akoy, and the Kohen Gadol from Bais Rishon learned out from the Pasuk Moshe Chatas Korev Oilo. It's a din moisa kachikachim karavoda, not just a din moisa chatas. If you have you set aside $100 from mincha, mincha is also kachikachim. Set aside $100 from mincha, and you succeed in getting a mincha for $20, so the $80 that's left over is also karavoda. Any money left over, anything left over from any kachikachim, is karavoda. So a korban asham is also a kachikachim. So moisa asham. It's Korabailo. So the real Halacha Moshe Misina was Dr. Abin Atam. The real original Nusach of the Halacha Moshe Misina was Kol Shebechatas Meisa. If you have the Chamish Chatos HaMeisa, the parallel by an Asham is Goshem Korabailo. Your Makrav the Asham itself is the Korabailo. And the Rabbanan, the Gemara tells you they have a reason why they don't permit that. So they said, Ba'oshem Roa. They changed it. And they said, you have to let it graze, wait till it gets the mum, then be paid it. And the money that you get after the pinyon, then you use the money towards the korban oil. And atari can be makriv the osham itself. The original guf osham, the beim itself, which was an osham, switches automatically to become an oil. And the rabbanon, they said, no, you shouldn't allow that. So the Rabbi Natam says that when it says in the Gemara, gemiri, we have halacha mishim sin, kol shebechatas meisa b'osham roa, it's not true. The Gemara doctored up the halacha mishim sinai, they're translating it into the terminology that applies bizmanazah after the Chachamim tempered with the din. After the Chachamim already made it gzera the Rabbanon, so they reformulated it. But that's not really what the Halacha Moshe Misinai was. So this also, this is not Akasha. It says in the Gemara, all the Shiurim Halacha Moshe Misinai, so according to the way the Maritz Chai says, it doesn't mean that this is the Halacha Moshe Misinai by Yura, by Motzeh Kazayis. No. There was Halacha Moshe Misinai that we have a whole list of Shiurim. And the Masara Kasab al-Chachamim, the Chachamim can use any shear they want within reason. Let's say, we'll ask a question, how much nevela do you have to eat in order to get Malka? So you'll say, Amo al-Amo. What's that? Amo al-Amo? You say, Eser Amos. The shear doesn't fit in. You can't say, Eser Amos is a shear in distance. So Eser Amos they use when you have a pirtza, yes and a yes. Yeah, make an Erev if you have a gap, yes and a yes. Has to make sense. You can't say, how much chazit do you have to eat in order to get malchus? So you say, dalat tvachim al dalat tvachim. Say, dalat amas al dalat. Doesn't make sense. The shiur has to fit in. So from the shiurim, that are volumes by food, kazayis, kebetsa, kegregis, kekosebis, revius, whatever. So they had to pick which one they thought made sense. But it's not that the halacha l'moshe misinai said the shiur on each and every individual thing. Otherwise, you don't understand the whole gemara. That's what Tosis Tainas on Rashi. What's the whole tulpul b'shamay b'silu? What's the shiur for bayu b'matzu? What was the halacha l'moshe misinai? Whatever the halacha l'moshe misinai was, that's it. So you see, Tosis says, "V'lo nehira." What Rashi said that one was halacha l'moshe misinai doesn't seem to be correct. There was halacha l'moshe misinai that there are so many shiurim, and the Tanaim had to work out in each case which halacha, which shiur they think should apply. In this case,
I don't know how now that this is what the halacha l'moshe misinai.
Because Gemara is like that. Because they're beferish Gemaras. So he's bothered, but it says in the other, there are 10 Gemaras like that, and there are 10 Gemaras like that. So how do you make peace? So he says, no, whenever it says, Kol Shebechatas Meisa Ba'ashem Gemiri, Yav Alochma Kol Shebechatas Meisa Ba'ashem Roya, that was doctored up. The original signum, the original Nusach of the Alochma Kol Shebechatas Meisa Ba'ashem Korevayla. And then Korevayla, they changed it, to fit in with the modern times, because they need Gzeira Derabbanan. So they changed the nusach of the halacha Moshe Messina, that it should be halacha l'maisa. So they said, Ba'asham roa, you should let it tira shetista, yira shetista.
The halach like Beishamri tira was just svara, in other words, Beishamri says get started and
no, Beishamri have the mashmos from the psukim that they have to be have lo shiur shal zeh. Based on psukim.
And on the shock of the tie about how much is different, because the whole number of lots they figure out about the shiur.
Mm-hmm.
Not based on, you know,
you have to use the psukim in order to figure out which of the bunch of shiurim you should apply in this case. Yeah.
Rashi okay. Maybe says this too, the same idea.
Maybe that's what Rashi meant. Yeah. Could be. Could be that's what Rashi meant. Okay. Yeah, when Rashi says that it's halacha Moshe Messina, so Taisus jumps on Rashi. Could be that's what Rashi meant, that they had halacha Moshe Messina, that such a shear exists, and they decided they should apply it over here. Could be.
Exile Shuvah. You have Exile Shuvah, you know two words, but you don't really know what words to apply where.
Yeah.
You know, I have a spun Exile Shuvah, two words.
Right. Yeah. So we had in the opening Mishnah, we had three machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. It's interesting, two of the machlokes are on the level of the Rabbanans and one is on the level of the Reis. The three disputes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel in Hilchas Yontif, where the Beis Shammai is Lahokel and the Beis Hillel is Lahachmer. So the one machlokes on the level of the Reis is this Bal Yirod Bal Matzah. What is the Shir for Chametz and what is the Shir for Sa'or? There's a famous Kashi here from the Tzlach that we discussed. I don't remember. The Nodi Yehuda has a sefer on Beitzah that's called Tzil Menefesh Chaya, the Tzlach. So he has a kasha, what's the difference what the shear is for Bal Yirah Bal Matzah? The din is that you don't get Malkus anyway, because Bal Yirah Bal Matzah is a lab shame. First of all, it's usually a lab shame or maise. If I have chametz at home, so I violate Bal Yirah Bal Matzah, the shevi al tasa, by not doing anything. So the Rambam writes, that's only if I have the chametz from before Pesach. What if I go shopping on Pesach? Hakoyne chametz b'Pesach, or I have Pesach zikah, I have flour, and I mix in water, and I machmetz isa b'Pesach. I create chametz b'Pesach. So then the Rambam claims, then it's already alav sheyesh b'maisa, and you are loike. That's how the Rambam says. Other Rishonim disagree with the Rambam. They hold that that's not correct. Even if you koyne chametz b'Pesach or you machmetz isa b'Pesach, you still ain't a loike, because we have a girsa in the Gemara in the end of Pesachim, on daf tehei omer aleph, where the Gemara says that Bal Yirah Bal Matzah is not like it because it's a lav hanitik la'etzeh. Because the Torah says, if you do happen to have chametz around, tashbisu, so go burn the chametz. So the Gemara, the way we have it, says that it's a lav hanitik la'etzeh, they ain't like a malam. That's what they all ask on the Rambam. Why does the Rambam write that if you're koine chametz b'tetzach and you violate it, Bal Yirah, the kumbiyaseh, it's a lav sheish b'maisah, so you like it. What does he do with the Gemara? The Gemara states beferish that it's a lav hanitik la'etzeh. If you violate it by your right, you can undo the Aveira by burning the chametz. So they say, you know, Rav Chaim has a famous comment on the Rambam. They say explanations how the Rambam holds that Gemara is only according to one opinion and we don't pass like that. But anyway, it's usually assumed, not like the Rambam, that you're never going to get Malkus anyway. So what's the Nafkamina? What the Shear for Bal Yirah Bal Matzah is? Malkus you're not going to get anyway. The Shaila is, what's the Shear? Are you in violation of Bal Yirah Bal Matzah? So the Tzlach asks, don't we pass in the Chatz Shear is awesome in Atayra? Let's say when you say, what's the Shia for Chazer? The Shia for Chazer is Kazayas. What do you mean the Shia for Chazer? You mean less than a Kazayas, you're allowed to eat it? So what, do you ever need a Heksher on all the tray for candies and a tray for cookies? The worst it can be is less than a Kazayas, less than a Chotzi Shia. It's less than a Chotzi Shia. What's the problem? So the answer is no. The Gemara says that the need for Shia, Kazayas, whatever the Shia is, that's only for Malkus purposes. But a Chotzi Shia, Chotzi Shia is Labdatka Chotzi. Even less than a kazai says asa min atur. So that's what the Tzlach correct on the opening Mishnah, on the first Mishnah. Lo jemira nafkemine, what's the difference whether you hold like the Beisil, you hold like the Beis Shammai, what's the Shear? The whole relevance of the Shear is normally only for Malkus. Malkus you're not going to get anyway because it's a lav shenita klasei. So what are you going to say? No, if it's less than the Shear, there's no bayirah by matzah. No, chot the Shear is the chas min atur. So Anisa, the Raisa is going to be even less than the Shear, whatever it is. And if it's more than Shia Malkus, you're not going to get anyways. So what's the issue? What are they fighting about over here? What's the Shia? Doesn't make a difference? What? Not to eat chomek? That's a question of Rishonim. Most of Rishonim hold there's no Bayi Roya on Erev Pesach because it says Shivas Yomim Stor Lo Yimotzei Bevatecha. It says Shivas Yomim. Most of the Rashi Yimsochim says that there's Bayi Roya on Erev Pesach. But most of the Rishonim, they quote that Rashi. The Rishonim point out that Rashi, most of them hold that there's no Bayi Roya Bayi Yimotzei, but they hold there is an Issa to keep it in your possession. Tashbisu. Tashbisu is a mitzvah essay to get rid of the chometz, a kiyuma mitzvah. That's why you say bracha before you start the bedikas chometz, because the bedika is going to lead up to the beer chometz, and tashbisu is a mitzvah essay, and it's also an iser essay not to maintain chometz in your possession. So tashbisu does begin ach be yamarishin. Tashbisu begins on Erev Pesach.
So the issue is with words.
Rashi has a chiddush that if you make the declaration kol chamira yoytei tashbisu, that's also a form of being yoytei tashbisu, right? The main form of tashbisu is to destroy the chometz. Rashi has a chiddush like that. Rashi, a lot of Rishonim hold it with words. You make a declaration. You mevatel bittel bittel b'peh bittel b'lei. You yotzei in the mitzvah of tashbisu.
How chometz say lava in the
If I do have chometz in my possession, it's a mitzvah to get rid of it, to dispose of it, to burn it.
What does it say there? To burn
tashbisu.
Tashbisu means doesn't mean
okay, either be'esh or b'chol dover. If you hold din b'yochametz al b'sreif, if you have to burn it, and the chachamim disagree, you can destroy it in any form of fashion. But the Gemara, as we have it, the Gemara in Daf Pehei himself says that the lava b'yirah b'yimotzeh is considered lava nitek le'etzeh, because if you do have chametz, you're supposed to dispose of it. Let that ganav steals the geneva. So does he ever get malchus for stealing? He violated loisig neivu. So the Gemara says in Makkos, no, he'll never get Malkos because the Heshev is Hagzela. Because once he steals, so the Torah tells you there's a next step is you have to fulfill a mitzvah. Let's say somebody violated, not to leave over any of the carbon till the morning. So the Gemara says you don't get Malkos because after you have violated that lois essay, now you have to fulfill the essay of the Saraftas and Isabesh. So here also the Gemara, the way we have the Girsa, maybe the Raman had a different Girsa. The way it says in it's in parentheses in the Gemara in Daf Tehei, and it's a question if it's correct or not. But the way it says in our Gemara, it says that if you have by your rabbi Masa, if you have chametz in your possession, so the Torah says dispose of it, get rid of it. So that's the Gemara as we have it says that that's called the lava nitek le'etzeh v'ein loikemola.
Or if he doesn't want to do it,
then we'll, the Gemara discusses. Sometimes you do get malchus on a lava nitek le'etzeh. Whenever you have any lava nitek le'etzeh and he's not interested in fulfilling the essay, so then the Gemara has a whole discussion that sometimes he do give malchus, correct?
It's like two witnesses warn the fellow, don't kill him, and he goes and kills him.
Yeah, then he gets misa. Yes, here also, if he doesn't fulfill the essay, then sometimes we're going to give him malchus, right?
Does that
some hold that it does not apply on Pesach. Right, but the Gemara seems to contradict that. Some say that that's what the Rambam meant, that Tashbis only applies on Erev Pesach, and the Rambam still can got kind of chomet b'Pesach. But the problem still is the Gemara. They say the Rambam didn't have that gears in the Gemara. Could be. But the simple reading of the Gemara, Daf Tehei Amar Aleph, Pesachim is that the essay of Tashbisu applies the whole Pesach. There is a famous kashif in the Tzlach. What are they fighting about, the Bisham and the Bisulu? Less than a kishir is called kishir is awesome and a tyrus. So it's still going to be a violation. The whole relevance, the whole significance of ever having a shir is in order to lead up to malchus. Malchus ben kolakol you're not going to get over here. So what's an afkamina? What the story is with the shir? So one famous answer is the answer of the Chacham Tzvi. The Chacham Tzvi writes, Chacham Tzvi was one of the achrayim though. And his opinion is not always accepted by the others. The Chacham Tzvi lived the same time as the Shach. He lived in Vilna. He ran away when the Chmelnytsky pogroms were occurring. He ran away to Amsterdam at that time. The Chacham Tzvi writes a chiddush that Chatz Shir Asim and Atayra is learned out from the pasuk of Kol Chelav Loisa Chelav. It says in the Chumash you're not allowed to eat any chelav, the tray for fatty part from the animal. So the Gemara in the end of Yuma understands the word Kol to mean Kol Dehu, even a tiny little mouth, even less than a kazayis. Kol Chelav Loisa Chelav. So since that's the whole marker for Chatzishir Asim and Atayra, it only applies to Macholos Asuris. Any other Isur outside of Macholos Asuris, the din of Chatzis Shiras Men HaTorah doesn't apply. And when you talk about Ba'ira Ba'imatzeh, that's not Macholos Asuris. So the din of Chatzis Shiras Men HaTorah wouldn't apply. So Men HaTorah it'll be mutter to keep in your possession. Nidirabbana, maybe it'll be Asur. But Men HaTorah it'll be mutter to keep in possession a tiny amount of Chometz that's less than the Shia. So we've got to know what's the Shia. So that's the Machlekes B'Sham and Misal. Many Achreinim are not so thrilled with this Chacham Tzvi. They're not so convinced that he's right. The Mishlan Melech quotes it and he's not so happy with it. And the Belt points out there's a Rashi in Shabbos on Dafayin Hay, but the Gemara talks about Bishol on Shabbos. So the Gemara says if you cook on Shabbos, if you cook a cup of coffee, if you cook flesh, you cook a shtick flesh, then you did a Melech Shabbos. And what if you cook the tiny little bit less than the Kashir? He won't be chayv misas, he won't be chayv chatas. But the Gemara says a loshen. But is it mutter? Is it mutter to cook less than a shear? So Rashi says, of course it's not. Because the shear is asam anat Torah. So the simple comment that Rashi makes is, it applies over here by Melech Shabbos. There's some achrenim, no, they say no. Rashi meant just like, so too. Just like over there by Achila. Because the shear is asam anat Torah, so too over here, it's asam anat Torah. It doesn't sound like it. The simple reading of Rashi is that he's saying over here, by Bishol B'Shabbos, Chotashir Asmanatar. So Rashi probably does not agree with this Chacham Tzvi. So that's the Shaila. What's the answer over here? So there's a famous answer that the Tzlach gives over here. He gives a famous answer. He says, what's the logic behind saying Chotashir Asmanatar? Why do you say Chotashir Asmanatar? Let's say for Achila. Sof Kosef it says, Kol Chelev Adam Lois Achelu. And we have a tradition. Ein achila pkusim mekazayis. If you eat less than a kazayis, it didn't violate achila. Let's say I'll look at the chaylev. I'll tickle the chaylev. No. There's not an issur. I'll smell the chaylev. I'll sell the chaylev. The issur is to eat the chaylev. So if you eat less than a kazayis, if you say ein achila pkusim mekazayis, it's like tickling. It doesn't mean anything. So why do you say chatzis shiras men hatorah? So the Gemara in the last perek in Yom it says because asvar it's chazi le'itz tarufe. What does that mean? So the Tzlach says like this. I'll eat a chatzi zayis now of treifas, nevelas. That's mutter. Let's say, we'll say chatzi shir is mutter. You're allowed to eat it. But then if I'll continue to eat another chatzi zayis techa de achilas pras, so then it'll be mitzvah to a kezayis and it'll come out that the avera began from the beginning of the first chatzi zayis. So that's what it means. Chatzi shir asam in atayra, even though right now maybe he didn't really do anything wrong at all, but there's a possibility that you'll do something later which will affect retroactively what you just did now. It'll turn out that it'll be Gloy Muslim Afred that the eating of the first Chatzi Zayis was the beginning of the Aver. So that's what the Tzlach Tain is Bamed Vor Mamurim. When is it possible to say like that? That's by Achila you can say like that. By other things you can say. Let's say Amaloch on Shabbos. He'll cook a little bit now. Then he'll cook a little bit later, and it's still the same Shabbos. So he'll write Hakosev Shtei Oisiyas B'Shabbos. So he writes Aleph Beis. So he'll write Leil Shabbos after it says the Kolam. He'll write an Aleph, and then Shal Shudis time a minute before Shkia. He'll write the Beis. So the din is that it's Mitztarif. There is no Shia Terkadei Achilas Pras, a Terkadei Dibur. You can write the first letter Leil Shabbos and the second letter Shabbos afternoon, and it'll be Mitztarif from Yachad. So you can say Chatzis Shia Rasa Menatera. Because Chazi Litztarufa, I can do something later that can cause retroactively that the Avera began, the Chil Shabbos already began from that act that Bishaita was Heter. Bishaita was Heter, but I can do something later that will make it into Isa. What are you going to say, Baba Yerah, Baba Yimatze? I have a Chatzi Zayas. No. All I possess is a Chatzi Zayas. I can go to the store and buy another Chatzi Zayas. I'll only be in violation of Baba Yerah, Mikamala Habo. Why should I say it'll be a gloy Muslim Afreya that I already began to violate by Yerah by Matzeh from the time that I had the first Chatzi Zayis? No, at that time I only had a Chatzi Zayis. By Achila you can do something like that. I'll eat another Chatzi Zayis later, Tekhde Achila's Pras, and it'll affect retroactively the Chatzi Zayis that I ate already. It'll become an Avera. I'll do Malocha on Shabbos, a Chatzi Shia now, and a Chatzi Shia another 23 hours. So the Chatzi Shia, I'll do it another 23 hours. It would be mitzvah for this Chatzi Shia. It'll come out that was already the Haskola. But by Yerah, by Matzeh, Nikan Ve'elach, I'll have it Kazayis. That'll be the other. It won't affect the by Yerah and the Chatzi Shia that became the Haskola's other. That's what the Tzlach Tain is over here. He wants to say that Chatzi Shir Asa Min HaTorah only applies when the Svara of Chazi Litzarufi applies. When the Svara doesn't apply, then the whole din of Chatzi Shir Asa Min HaTorah doesn't apply. Truth of the matter is, that's not really, maybe right, but that's not really what it says in the Gemara in Yuma. If you look in the Gemara in Yuma, in the last parak, the beginning of the last parak, the Gemara has a machlekes abiyachan of Eishlokish. What's back of the din? Chatzi Shir, a little chazashmaltz, less than a kazais, you're not allowed to eat it. Is that an Issa deraisa or is that an Issa derabbanan? The Rish Lakish holds that it's only an Issa derabbanan. And we don't pass them like Rish Lakish. We pass them like Rabbi Yechanan. We usually, whenever there's a machlekes abiyachan of Eishlokish, we usually pass them like Rabbi Yechanan. Gemara says there are only three exceptions to the rule. So the din is like Rabbi Yechanan, that it's an Issa deraisa. What is the mocker of Rabbi Yechanan Shita, the Chatzi Shir is also in HaTorah? So the Gemara says, Iboy is a mokro. If you want to, I can tell you that it's based on a drosha from a pasuk. The Iboy is, and if you want to aim, I can say that it's a svara. Iboy is a mokro. If you want to, I can tell you it's a pasuk. Ki kol chelav lo isa chelav, kol duhu chelav. Kol chelav means a mashu. So that's one method of deriving the din. And then Iboy is a mokro. If you want to, I can say maybe it's a svara chazi l'tarufe. So the simple reading of the Gemara is mashma. The svar of chazir the tarufi, if you hold from that svar, you don't need any psukim. And if you hold from the pasuk, you don't need any svaras. It's Iboy Yisei Mahin and Iboy Yisei Maher. The tzlach epis is not exactly saying like that. He's saying the only time the pasuk is mechadesh, the chatzi shir is asmin haterah, even if it's based on a pasuk, it's only if the svar of chazir the tarufi applies. If the svar doesn't apply, geitin shtand against the din for chatzi shir asmin haterah. Alright, maybe. Gotta say something. That's what it seems for the Mishnah. The Chatzi Shir Asman HaTorah does not apply. Baba Yerot Bai Matan. That's what it says. Otherwise, what are they fighting about? Okay, that's a famous comment from the Tzlach on the first Mishnah. So again, the first Mishnah, what is the connection between the three dinim? So Rashi quoted from the Gemara that these are the three machlokes, Bishamay, Bishilal, and Hilchos Yontif, where the Bishamay is Lehokel and the Bishilal is Lehachmer. So one of the three machlokes is on the level of a din deraisa. This kezayis kekleisevis for the Baal Yerot Bai Matzah, that's a machlokes on the level of the Raisa, and the other two machlokes then have to do with dinim derabbanan. So the beitzah shenol de biyonta for b'shabbes that we spent weeks and weeks on, that's a shaila for mukse peiros anoshim ashken shezavu achana derabba. It's a gzeira of achana derabba. It's a gzeira. It has a shaychus with the din deraisa. That's all also the derabbanan. Everything the machlokes by the beitzah shenol de, that's a din derabbanan. And then the third case is also dinim derabbanan. The din is the third case in the Mishnah. That's what we're up to now in the Gemara. The din is that all animals are divided. All animals on the dry land. There are fish also. It's another parsha. All animals on the dry land are divided into three different categories. You have behemah, chaya, v'yof, and there are differences halacha l'maisa. You have to know whether any given animal is labeled as a behemah or it's labeled as a chaya. What are the differences? Hilchas Shechita is the same. You have to shech two simonim by behemah v'chaya. Kisi Adam is a difference, that you only have Kisi Adam by chaya v'yof, and no Kisi Adam by behemah. Chelev is faket, chelev is only also by behemah, and it's muta by chaya v'yof. What's Giranoshe? Giranoshe is noig by behemah v'chaya. Deina noig v'yof. What's Oseh v'ezbeno? Oseh v'ezbeno is only by behemah. It doesn't apply to chaya. The Gemara has all enough kaminas. Fine. So the Mishnah has a discussion. The fellow, are you allowed to do shechita on Yontif? On Shabbos it's a malacha. A sheichet, one of the lamed tests of is not allowed. On Yontif you're permitted to shech mishum echal nefesh, a heter echal nefesh. Zman hazeh, we discussed right. Zman hazeh probably not allowed to shech on Yontif. May even be a malacha deraisa to shech, because the only malachas you're permitted to do on Yontif mishum echal nefesh are those that are normally done when you're preparing the meal, when you're about to prepare the meal. So Bismana Agimara, they had no refrigeration until 100 years ago. There were no refrigerators. So it was always reasonable. They're chayish l'michma bisra. They're always concerned that the flesh is going to spoil. The flesh tastes much better. The challahs taste better when they're freshly baked. Otherwise they're going to get stale. They're going to dry out. So Bizman HaGemara was permissible to bake challahs on Yontif because everybody enjoys, you can bake it before Yontif. You have no plastic wrapper, you have no freezer, you have no way to keep it fresh, it's going to get stale. So that's normal, that's reasonable to bake on the same day and to cook on the same day and to shecht on the same day. whatever is normally done a few hours before the meal, you're allowed to do. Let's say to harvest the grain and to grind it and to make flour and then to make challah. A balabasta wants to make challah, so she doesn't go to the farm. Let's say a farmer's wife. She doesn't go to the farm and harvest the grain and then start grinding the grain and then mix it up. She has a sack of flour in the kitchen that's all prepared. The ketzira is done well in advance and the trina is done well in advance. So that's what the Ramban holds, that would be an issa d'oraisa. To grind up the grain on yontif to make flour, that's an issa d'oraisa. To grind up, to do trina, to grind up the stamim, that's mutter, het to gomer. The Mishnah has later in the first parak in Beitza. Why? Because the spices are going to be mefik tamam. If you're going to grind it up in it, you have little jars and you close it up tightly, so it's not mefik tamam. But bizman ha-mishneh, if you were to grind it up in advance, they had no airtight container, so the tam is going to go out. So that's normally done soon before you're about to prepare the meal. So to grind up the spices on yontov is het ha-gomer, and to grind up the flour is a malacha d'oraisa. That's how the Ramban distinguishes. The Ran, in the beginning of Ein Sod, beginning of the third parak, quotes this Ramban. He says he doesn't know what in the world he's talking about. How can it be that Trina sometimes in Issa Deraisa, sometimes Heta Gomer? He says it doesn't make any sense. So the Ran says, no, whatever Malachis you're not allowed to do on Yontav are only the Rabbonans. The Natara you can harvest and you can grind. The Natara everything is mutan. Whatever you're not allowed to do on Yontav, you can go fishing on Yontav if you're planting, you can pluck off the apples from the tree. The Natara, it's only all only there is the Rabbonans. But the Ramban HaChumish and the Ramban on the Rif and in a few places the Ramban has it, he develops this idea that the klal on the level of their ISIS, whatever malochas are normally done derech suda soon in advance of preparation of the meal, that's what's mutar on yontem. So that's what we said a shayla, the bizman is there. Normal people do not shech the behemoths right before they're up. If they want to have flesh on yontem, they don't shecht the bams, they don't shecht the chicken on yontif. They always shecht it in advance, and they salt it in advance, and they keep it in the freezer. So this man is probably not permissible min ha-Torah, perhaps not permissible min ha-Torah, to shecht on yontif. Anyway, the Mishnah goes, this man ha-Tanoi, that they didn't have any freezers, so it's mutter to shecht the heim ha-chayev yoif on yontif. So what do you do if you shecht chayev yoif? Chayev yoif, you have to do kisei adam. What's the din if you don't do kisei adam? You're not allowed to eat the flesh? No. A mitzvah to do kisei adam, and if you didn't do the kisei adam, it's a hastaf felt a mitzvah, but it's not makiv in the heter achila. The Mishnah Berurah writes a chiddush in Hilchas Yontif because he didn't write a sefer on Yerideya. Mishnah Berurah writes Taka when he quotes this sugya, when he's quoting the details from this gemara that we're about to learn. So he writes, there's a Rabbeinu Chananel on that daf. So he says many rishonim say that kisei adam is considered the gemara of the shechita. It's not from a separate thing. Is considered the Gemara of the Shechita. So lachatchila, it's taken not right to eat the flesh of the Chayav Yoif before you did the Kisei Adam. Bottom line, if you shecht and you just can't do Kisei Adam, so you eat, you're permitted to eat the flesh. But in a certain sense, it's a shtikel bitl, it's like I didn't finish the Shechita yet. Because the Kisei Adam is considered the Gemara of the Shechita. Okay. So the Mishnah has a shayla. Somebody shecht Chayav Yoif on Yontif. He's allowed a shecht on yontif, it's a heter reich on nefesh. What does he do with kisei adam? What's the problem? What does he do with kisei adam? What could possibly be the problem? So the Gemara says there are three problems. The first problem is, it says the chisel be'ofer. You have to do kisei adam with ofer, with sand. The first one, usually sand is muktzah. Eitzim abon of the ofer. Usually we have different categories of muktzah. So the highest level of muktzah is junk. Muktzah machmas atzma, muktzah machmas gufo. So we always say, what constitutes muktzah machmas gufo? Eitzim avon of the offer. Sand. So that's problem number one. How is he going to do kisei adam? Isn't the offer muktzah? So how do they do kisei adam in the butcher store years ago? They used to shecht in them. They have a sack full of sawdust. So that's not going to be considered muktzah. Let's say I have a sack of sawdust in, I have a butcher shop or in my house, whatever, in my backyard. You have a sack of sawdust that's miyuchad for the sake of kisei adam. Ois muktzah. So the Gemara says we can overcome that problem. If you have a sack of offer that's muchan for kisei adam, we will solve the problem. We already discussed a little bit. The offer remains muktzah. The offer remains muktzah. But it's a heter tiltel. Usually muktzah is also lotaltel. But if you are mazmin it mebo yom for a specific hishtamshus, it remains muktzah, but it has a heter hishtamshus. Let's say if I have Let's say I have a bucket, I have a well, and I have a bucket that goes on a pulley system, and I lower it on a rope in order to draw water from the well. But the bucket is wood, so it's always going to float on top of the water. So I want to make the bucket heavier, so it should always sink. So I take a big stone, and I tie it to the bottom of the bucket. So the Mishnah says in Masech HaShabbos, when I tie the stone onto the bucket, it blends in to become part of the bucket. Let's say people wear shirts, you have collars with stays in the collar. So the stays blend in, it becomes part of the collar. What are you going to say? It's Hotzor, you're carrying the stays. No, it's part of the shirt. So here also, let's say people have years ago they used to put in the penny loafers, they used to put in pennies in the opening in the front of the shoes. You're going to say the money is muktzah? No, the money becomes part of the shoe. The shoe is not muktzah, so the money is not muktzah. So the Mishnah says in Shabbos here also, if you have the kirviyah, I think the kirviyah is the bucket that you used to lower into the well. So if you tied an evan, should the kirviyah, you have a heavy stone to pull it down into the water that it shouldn't keep on floating on top of the water. So the stone blends in to become part of the bucket. So the stone becomes ois muktzah. Or let's say a person, the Gemara Masech HaShabbos talk, a person comes to a wilderness on Shabbos, in the middle of Erev Shabbos, and he knows he's going to have to stay here for Shabbos, and he wants to sit, he wants to put together some boulders to use as chairs. So he ties together a few boulders in the shape of a chair. That is a chair. A chair has to have four legs, and has to have a back. You have chairs with that back, so you have chairs with three legs. So he ties together a couple of boulders, and he, Koyrishem, that's a chair. So it becomes a kli, so it becomes ois muktzah. Before he walked over his avonim, it's my avonim we offer his mukta mamish. But once he puts a little shape to it, and he said, and he designates it as a chair, so it becomes non mukta. But over here, if you have a sack of sawdust, sawdust is sawdust is sawdust. It's going to remain mukta. There's no way to.
It's not junk anymore. That's right.
But still, it's offer. It does.
I mean, offer is used for building. Offer that has value.
Right.
You can use it for certain areas, right?
Right.
It's not always junk.
Yeah. The Gemara says that called the Tikkun Rabbanan Kein Deraisa Tikkun. Everything the Gemara says in Kol HaKelim, and the first daf in Kol HaKelim Masech HaShabbos, the details of Hilchus Muktzah were patterned partially, not fully, were partially patterned after the Hilchus Kabbalah Tumah. That which things are Mekabel Tumah, not on Shabbos, nothing to do with Shabbos. Which things are Mekabel Tumah? So these four things are makabel tumah because they have chashivas. Whatever is not makabel tumah is considered that it does not chashivas. Even though the sawdust or the sand is good for construction or good for covering over dirt or whatever, it does have ishtamshus, but still, since it's not makabel tumah, so the halacha declares that it's muktzah. Whatever is makabel tumah, the halacha says it's automatically not muktzah. The Din and the Gemara says are not 100% the same. But they're all patterned after Hilchus Kabbalah Tumah. So we always consider, that's how the Gemara is going to discuss. We always consider the sack of dust, sack of sawdust, or the sack of sand, it really is muktzah. The only thing is that you are mazmin it in bo yom. For this is tamshus, you have a heter tiltul. Have a heter tiltul. Not that it becomes ois muktzah, it remains muktzah, but a heter tiltul. The Gemara is going to have nafkaminas. Okay. So nachamol. So if I shech chayev yof on yontif, so the shechita is mutter tzarichal nefesh. Fine, bizman is that probably not mutter, bizman on mishnah it's mutter. What are the problems I may encounter in my desire to perform the kisei adam? So one issue is the muktzah issue. So the Gemara says yemeichin mebod yom. That's the sois muktzah. So what else could you possibly have a problem? So the Gemara says it says the chisol be'ofor has to be granulated offer. You cannot do kisei adam if you have a blotch of earth. A chunk of earth, you cannot do kisei adam with a chunk. The Gemara says you have to grind it up. So that's a shaila from tchina. That'll be a shaila from tchina. If I have a sack of ground up sand or dust or something, no problem. But if it's not ground up and I have to grind it up on yontif, then it's going to be a problem of tochen. And tochen is a real problem. Deraisa, tochen is a real malacha. Here, this is the last line on Zayin on the Beis. Ivakavit Kitisha, the very last line on the Daf in the Gemara and of Zayin on the Beis. We're going to cover all that Gemara. Fregma Ivakavit Kitisha, he's grinding it up. Because in order to do Kisei Adam, you have to have granulated. You can't do Kisei Adam, Rashi writes. And the last line of Rashi, Ivakavit Kitisha, Shadayin regovim medubokim hem. Regovim are big blotches, big chunks of earth. Gush. It's a gush. So it's medubokim. Ve'enu ruim lekisoi. It's no good for the mitzvah kis adam. Elen ken kotshon. Unless he grinds it up. And kotesh is a malocha. The kotesh called the toes of the techenu. So the Gemara says you have a problem of tchina. So the Gemara says if you have offer tichua, there's no problem of tisha. If you have a problem of tochein, there's no way that anybody's going to say that you're permitted to do kisei adam on yom tov. What are you going to say? Esed doicha lo ises, Rashi writes. What are you going to say? Time in the masnis, and Rashi writes the second line from the bottom on dav zayin in the base. Time in the masnis, lamishum dosi esed chisav b'ofer v'dochei lo ises kol malocha. You can't say that the esed doicha lo ises. You need to fulfill the mitzvah kisei adam. It's so important that it can be doicha the lo ises. Of Melechas Yonta Fetochin. It's wrong. The Gemara says himself it's wrong. On two accounts. First of all, Melech on Yonta is an essay v'lois essay. And we have a klal essay decha lois essay. But ain't essay decha lois essay the essay. Melech on Yonta is loisasikon Melecha and Shabboson, Tishbos. So it's an essay v'lois essay. Number two, the Gemara says the only time you apply the principle of essay decha lois essay is if it's Yidno. At the same time that I'm doing the Aveira, I'm fulfilling the mitzvah. Over here, it's going to be, first I'm going to violate the Aveira, grinding up the blotch of earth. And then maybe I'll live so long to fulfill the mitzvah of Kisei Adam. So you don't say that the Kisei Adam that I do later, the Aveira of Chilul Yontef that I did already. That's a lack of the Yidna. So the Gemara says this in Sochin, that you cannot say, Esed Decha Lo Ises. Taina the Masnissim that the base. Shammai permit you to do the Kisei Adam is not based La Mishum Dosti Yasei V'Tichliso B'Ofer V'Dochi is Loisase Kol Malach. It can't be for the both reasons, the Esei V'Loisase and it's not the Yidna. Even though Muktzah is only the Rabbanon, Kis Adam is the Raisa, you're not allowed to. The Mishnah says in Rosh Hashanah, let's say it's the first day of Rosh Hashanah. You have a mitzvah sesim in our Torah to blow shofar. The only way to get the shofar is to climb up on top of the tree or to go chutz l'tchumen. The whole prohibition of tchumen is only the Rabbanon. So the Mishnah says, sorry, ein oil milon, ein roch magabi behemah. Let's say the only way to get the shofar, you have to ride a behemah. Techad tchumen, you have to ride a behemah. So there's a gzera de rabban, you're not allowed to ride a behemah, even for the sake of getting a shofar. And olam agabi ilon, the shofar is on top of the tree, you're not allowed to climb up. So the more points out, you're not even allowed to violate an isa de rabbanon in order to get to fulfill the mitzvah deraisa of shofar. So here also, I'm interested in fulfilling the mitzvah kisei adam. So the Gemara says, sorry, if in order to fulfill kisei adam, you'll have to violate muktzeh, so there's nothing to discuss. We will not permit it. So the Gemara says you have to make sure that the offer you want to use, hushiyesh lo deka no, it's mibodyom. That's the bottom line on Zayin on the base. Yeah. The only time you'll be allowed to do the kisei adam is if the problem of muktzeh is taken care of. If it's not deka no, then you're going to have a problem of muktzeh. That's what Rashi and Tosfos can explain on the next day. Deka no is in order to take off the problem of muktzeh. It should be muktzeh.
What's deka no?
Deka no means I had a shovel. Which was, or a pick, which was stuck into the ground before Yontif, and it was designated for this purpose that I'm going to pull it out at some later time, and I'm going to use whatever comes out. So the muktzeh problem has to be taken care of. You're not allowed to violate muktzeh, and the problem of tochein has to be taken care of. The din of tochein in the seder of sidura the past, the Mishnah Shabbos and Daifayin Gimel lists off all the lamites of his malachas. So list off 11 malachas as one block that's called sidur de pas. The way you bake bread. So how do you bake bread? So you plant the grain, and then you harvest the grain. That's a zareya, and then you kotze, you harvest it, and then you dosh, you detach the kernels of grain from the straw, and then you grind it, and then you do borer, you take out the psolas, and all of the malachas till you bake the loaf of bread. So one might argue perhaps the point, but it's wrong. One might think maybe the din of tochein, of grinding, is only on food. Maybe there's no din of tochen outside of food. So the Gemara says in Shabbos that it's not so. When we learn Shabbos, we came across the Gemara there on Dafayin Gimel. The fellow wants to make pottery. He wants to make ceramic ware, earthenware. So he uses sand and he grinds up the sand in order to make it finer, because he doesn't want to have big blotches in the middle. So the Gemara says it's an Isur of Tochen, even though you're dealing with non-food items. That's a Beferish Gemara, that's not a Chiddush, that one can violate Tochen on non-food items. At another Gemara, the person has wood and he wants to make it into sawdust. So he grinds it up in order to make sawdust, not going to eat the sawdust. Also Malach of Tochen. Or the Rambam quotes a Tosef, that person has metal and he grinds the metal and he makes it into powder. He pulverizes the metal. So the Rambam says also Tochen. So you can violate Tchina even on non-food items. So that's what the Gemara says here. If you take Rigovim Medubokim, if you take a big blotch of earth and you're going to grind it up to make it to granulate it, it'll be a Malach of Tochen Min HaTorah, and there won't be any heter. Even though you want to do it for the sake of Kisei Adam, you won't be allowed to. So when does the Mishnah say that we allow the Kisei Adam if the problem of Mukta is not there and the problem of Tochen is not there? So there's no problem. So we solved all the problems. So why are the Beishamim and the Beisul fighting over here about what's their machlekes about the Kisei Adam? There's one problem still left. There's a problem of Chofer. One of the obvious malachas is Chofer. A person has a flat earth. He takes a shovel and he digs into the earth. He's not grinding anything. He's not granulating anything. But he made a hole in the ground, chofer. So chofer is a choresh. If it's basada, that's how the Gemara says. If it's basada, place where you normally plant things, that's a malach of choresh. Chofer gum is choresh. And if it's babayis, it's a tolda bona. It's a violation of bona. Oh, so the Gemara is... So on the top line, the Gemara says, wait a minute, but isn't there an issue for Haka Ovid Gume? But the fellow finally has a deca note, Mabod Yom, he has the shovel was stuck into the ground before Yonta began, and that removes the problem of Muktzah. And the whole area is like the children playing in a sandbox. Everything in the sandbox is all granulated already. You don't have to grind anything. So that's called Ofa Tichuach. On the top line, Achesam and Alf. Everything is all soft. But the Gemara says there's still a problem of Ovid Guma. You make Choresh, so Choresh is still a Malacha. So the Gemara says, no, this kind of Choresh over here is only the Rabbanon, and that's why B'moka Mitzvah will make them. Why is this Choresh only the Rabbanon? So the Gemara says, the answer is Kid Rababa, like Rababa said. The Omer Rababa, Rababa said, Achofer Guma B'Shabbos, this is on the second and the third line, from the top of Chesem and Al. We skipped 15 lines of Gemara. We're going to get back to it. We're just learning it in a logical order. This Shtikal Gemara has to come before the other Shtikal Gemara. So the Gemara says, I bet there's a problem of Kovit Guma. When he pulls out the shovel, he's making Charisha or Bona, depending if it's Babayis or Basoda. If you make a Guma, Babayis is Bona. You make a Guma, Basoda is Choresh. So to this, the Gemara answers, it's only the Rabbanon, and therefore here we're Mekel. Why is it only the Rabbanon? The Omer Rabbi said, Achof Yogume B'Shabbos, if a person digs a ditch. See, if he wants to use the ditch for the purpose of planting something in it, or he wants to use the ditch in order to have a water pass by, he wants to use the ditch in order to build over there, that's a Malacha. That's a Malacha deraisa. But it's Achof Yogume, then it's Achel Alafora. He doesn't need the Guma. He doesn't plan to use the Guma, not for Zriya purposes and not for Binyan purposes. So then the Gemara says, Pater Aleha, it's only Pater Avalos, it's only an Issa Derabbanon. There's no Issa Deraisa. How come there's no Issa Deraisa? So that's a Machlekes Rashi and Tosis. So the Pshat that you said, that's what Tosis says. That's what Tosis says, the Chol HaShas. Tosis always has this recurrent theme. They have this pismon all over, and they brainwash everybody into believing that that's the only pshat in the Gemara, and they have kashis against Rashi. How can Rashi say that? It's against this off in the Gemara. That's Taisa Shita. If you dig a hole and you don't plan to use the hole, the second taste is from the top, says, and it's orcha lafar pata mishum, tabim beloche shem tzvicha lagufa, upata ala, it's only an Issa de Rabbanan. Aislach sof chosof an Issa de Rabbanan, So they say that Mishum Simchas Yontif, he wants to eat Eichel Nefesh. Eichel Nefesh means Simchas Yontif. So we're Mata the Yisad Rabbanan.
Then shouldn't it be told in Makokas to the Rav Shimon? Why is it more? How can not Morris say,
We'll get there. So how does Taisus say that it's a malacha she'ain tzvicha l'gufa? What do you mean malacha she'ain tzvicha? What is a malacha she'ain tzvicha l'gufa? And why is this a malacha she'ain tzvicha l'gufa? So Taisus and Shabbos has a big Taisus, and they give their definition. Taisus says, all the malachas are learned out from the Mishkan. Whatever activities, hach tehavi b'mishkan chashiva is enough. Whatever activities were important in the atiyas haMishkan are labeled as avos. And hach tehavi b'mishkan chashiva, whatever was on the Mishkan is not called enough. Maybe it'll be a told. If it's similar, maybe it won't even be a told. So whatever was in the Mishkan. In the Mishkan, they did chorish, daria, koitza, dosh, ma'amr, zara, bara, marakeid, all the malachas they did in the Mishkan, but they did it for a certain purpose. If you're going to do a malacha that exists in the Mishkan, but for a different purpose, not for the purpose that they did in the Mishkan. Let's say I'm going to harvest peiris from the ground, and the days in the Mishkan, they would rip off the peiris, and they would use whatever they would rip off. Let's say I rip off the peiris and I throw it in the garbage. I don't plan to use it at all. So Taisus would define that as a malacha shein tzvicha l'gufa. The fellow, in the days in the Mishkan, they dug, choresh they dug, but sometimes they would dig in order to build the Mishkan. That would be bonus. Sometimes they would dig in order to plant things, in order to get whatever grew. Here the fellow digs, he made a hole, he doesn't plan to use a hole at all. So he did charisha for a purpose other than. He's only going to use the offer, he's not going to use the hole itself. So Taisus claims that that is what the words mean. Malocha, she'ein tzricha li gufa. What he doesn't need the gufa shalom malocha. Every malacha has the accomplishment. What is the accomplishment of every malacha? It's determined by what was in the Mishkan. They dug holes in order to use the empty hole. So if you're going to dig a hole not in order to use the hole, you just want to use the offer, that's called a malacha. She'ein tzricha l'gufa. You're not using the gufa shel malacha. That's Taisus' definition. Rashi has a totally different shot, no similarity, living or dead. Rashi doesn't learn like Taisus at all. Rashi translates all the words differently. Where did Taisus get this shot from? The Gemara Masechah Shabbos quotes here, Shabbos Ayin Gimel Amud Beis, as well as Chagiga Daf Yud. Both of the Gemaras quote the memory of Rababa. So the Gemara says, what's the reason for Rababa? Why does he say, Chayfu Gumen Tzachel Laforo, is Patro Leo? Why is it only the Rabbana Hakam Asana Melacha Deraisa? So the Gemara says, is it because it's a malacha shein tzvicha l'gufa? Then it should depend on the machlekes of Yehuda Reb Shimon. He doesn't say that. Rababa doesn't say it depends on the machlekes of Yehuda Reb Shimon. The Gemara says, no, what he meant to say was that it's mekalkel. He digs a hole in the middle of the house, and he doesn't plan to use it for building stuff. Mekalkel, a guy, I have carpeting, and all of a sudden, Amashugana comes, he rips out the carpet, he rips out the wood, and he digs a hole in the middle. Yeah. Mekalkel, he makes a hole in the middle. The field, everything is growing. The guy digs a hole, and it's not going to enhance the growth. He's not going to plant something there. He's just going to use the offer. So if he does it by bayis, it's mekalkel. If he does it by sod, it's mekalkel. There's no violation. That's what the Gemara says. So Rashi, the Taisus line to Gemara kipshuto. Taisus line to Gemara starts off. What's the reason? Is the reason because it's a malacha shein tzvicha l'gufa? Then Rababa's memory is only satisfactory if you hold like Rab Shimon. That ain't tzvicha l'gufa, is only the Rabbana. What do you do if you hold like Rab Yudah? Gemara says, well, we have an additional reason. So halacha l'maaseh says there are two good reasons why it's potter. One reason why it's only the Rabbana is because ain't tzvicha l'gufa. Another reason that it's mekalkel. Rashi doesn't learn like Taisus at all. Rashi learns the Gemara differently. The Gemara starts off by saying, the memory of Rababa. Chofi gumen tzachal afar potter. The Gemara is in a fog. Why? Why should it be only the Rabbanan? Mamish, he did Charifa. He mamish did Chafira. He did Charisha. Meiza tam, should you say, Potter? So the Gemara is like in the dark. So the Gemara says, what could it be? How can it be a Hechadim? So the man did the whole Malacha from A to Z, and you say it's only the Rabbanan. So the Gemara asks, should it perhaps have some something to do with the notion of Ein Tzricha LeGufa? Does it have anything to do? The Gemara says, no, it has nothing to do with Ein Tzricha LeGufa. The real reason why it's but is because of Mekalkal. Rashi learned the Maskanas HaGemara rejects totally the whole Habmin. Habmin was, they didn't know what in the world it could be based on. He did the whole Malacha from the beginning to the end. Mechet tasted that it should be only the Rabbonim. Choyfa Guma b'Shabbos, Potter Aleha. Tavoshet then, Choyfa Guma. Choyfa Guma is Choyrish. How can it be Potter? So the Gemara couldn't understand why. So the Gemara said, maybe with some wild stretch of the imagination, maybe it has something to do with Ein Tzricha LeGufa. The Gemara says, absolutely not. It's not Ein Tzricha LeGufa. It has nothing to do with Ein Tzricha LeGufa. The only reason why it's Potter is Mekalkal. That's what Rashi writes here. Potter Aleha, the top line in Rashi. And Rabab is memory. Why is he Potter? Came in the first time of the Perakamah the Chagigah, as the Gemara says in Chagigah Daf Yud. Came then in Sarachel Lafor, V'lo L'gumah, Ein Aboin Allah Harish Allah Mekalkel, V'chol Mekalkel and Pturim. That's what Rashi writes all over in the Gemara. Whenever the topic comes up, Rashi says, because Mekalkel, and he holds it has nothing to do with Ein Tzricha L'gufa. Ein Tzricha L'gufa, according to Rashi, means an underword. Rashi holds that the Machlekes HaTanoim of Melacha Shein Tzricha L'gufa is related to the topic of Mekalkel. It means like this. How do you know that a Melacha, what's an example of Mekalkel? Let's say I have a manuscript. I have a Ksav Yad from the Chafetz Chaim. I have a letter from Rabbi Soloveitch. So it's worth a lot of money. There are people who like to collect manuscripts. They'll pay a lot of money to buy. So I take an ink eraser, and I start erasing the whole manuscript. It's Mekalkel. So when is there a malacha there is a malacha mochek, there is a din of mochek? No, that's mecha kamanas lichtoiv. I have a piece of paper that someone scribbled all over. They ruined the piece of paper. I want to erase all the scribbling in order to write a shtikel Torah. So that's mecha kamanas lichtoiv. So that's a malacha. That's a tikkun. It's all scribbled over. It's a mess. I want to erase it in order to be able to write something sensible, something meaningful. But if I erase something that's valuable, and it's mechik shaloy al manas lichtoy, so that's mekalkel and yipot. So where is that din learned out from? That if you call a mekalkel and turim, a Rashi quote, it's a Mishnah Shabbos. Call a mekalkel and turim. Where is that learned out? It's learned out from the pasuk meleches machshavos. Meleches machshavos, God doesn't say by Shabbos. Lech machshavos says by the Mishkan. When they made the Mishkan, everything was done in a beautiful, fancy fashion, top notch, expert beauty. Meleches machshavos. But all the dinim of Shabbos, all the malachas of Shabbos, I learned that from malachas HaMishkan. So you need malachas machshevs. So Rashi learns that there is a machlekes HaTanoim that goes like this. What's the definition of misakein? It's only called the malacha on Shabbos if it's misakein, if it's mekalkal not. So misakein means you have to improve the situation. Misakein means you have to improve. Let's say the apple's around the tree. I want to eat an apple, I'm going to walk over and bite the apple on the tree. Makes more sense to pluck the apple off from the tree. So that's misakein. I want to make a bread. So I have the kernels of grain. The kernels of grain, I'm going to mix them with water. It's not going to rise. I want to grind them up in order to make flour, to mix it with water. So the tchina, I'm improving the situation. I'm making things better. So that's misakein. So does the halacha say you have to have misakein? You have to have a positive tikkun, has to be better than it was before? Or does the halacha just say the mekalkel is potter, which is... So the Tanoim had a machlekes as follows. Let's say the house is burning down. And I'm a chabe. I open up the hose and I start spritzing water and I put out the fire and I save the whole house from burning down. So I was mechabe. Did I improve the house? No, I didn't. The house is going to need thousands of dollars of improvement now. Half of the house burned down and I extinguished the rest of the fire. So there is no tikkun over here, bikumli yaseh. I didn't improve anything, but I have a terrible situation and I did a malacha to prevent it from deteriorating further. I have a situation that's bad and it's in the process of deteriorating, getting from bad to worse, and I did a malacha and I stopped it from getting worse. So Rashi learns that's the machlekes Rabbi Yehuda Reb Shimon. A mechabe, he extinguishes the flame because the whole house is burning down. So he saved the rest of the house. So that's gevaldik. He saved the rest of the house. On the one hand, you can say it's misakein. On the other hand, what do you mean misakein? He didn't make it better. Ritzon Allah Hayapolov. He didn't want the whole thing to come in the first place. He just prevented it from getting worse. He prevented the bad situation from deteriorating. So Rashi learns that that's the machlekes of Rav Shimon. A malacha she'ein tzricha legufa means it's a bad situation that's deteriorating, getting worse and worse, and I did a malacha to prevent it from getting worse. Can you call that misakein? Oh no, there's still a lack of. There's no misak. It's not mikalkel. I didn't make things worse. I did make things better, but not kumbi. I say better. I prevented it from deteriorating even further. So Rashi learns the machlekes. Rabbi Rav Shimon, whether ain't zvich legufa is the raisa de rabbanon, is a machlek, is do I call it misakan or do I call it mekalkal? Tosis disagrees totally with Rashi. Let's say over here, if the fellow is chayfa guma because he needs offer, that's misakan. Well, why is it? Of course it's misakan. He needs offer. He wants to do kisi adam on whatever, on Shabbos, Yontif, whatever. He wants to do kisi adam, so he makes a hole in order to fulfill the mitzvah kisi adam. So that's malacha hatzvich legufa. According to Rashi, that's not a machloikis. I, the Gemara said, it's a malacha shein tzvichel gufa. No, Rashi, that was just a havamina. They quoted the memory of Rababe, chayfa gumavein and tzochel afar apot. They didn't know how to make sense of it. How can it be? He dug a hole and it's not a malacha, it's only the Rabbanim. So they said, it sounds like it must have some kind of a connection with the topic of ein tzvichel gufa. Because they're also, mami, she does the whole malacha and you say that it's only the Rabbanim. So the Gemara says, no, it has nothing to do. His chayfa gumi needs the offer. It's tzricha legufa, according to Rashi. It's a positive, it's a tikkun, it's a baris misakeh. It's a different reason why you put it, because it's mekalkal. He's mekalkal the bais, he's mekalkal the sada. That's the reason why he's put it. It's not put it because of ain't tzricha legufa, it's put it because it's mekalkal. That's how Rashi learns. And Taisis came up with this sheet, a totally different sheet from Rashi. Taisis holds that the machlekes hatanayim, Reb Shimon, Reb Yudit. Well, the malacha shein tzvicha legufa is the rice of the rabbanon has absolutely nothing to do with misakin and mekalkal. Unrelated, Taisa says. How did the Gemara know that the Gemara Shabbos Daf Kuvav says that there's machlekes of Yudah Reb Shimon about mekalkal b'chayv l'mavir? How did the Gemara know that? There's no mishnah, there's no brisa. So Rashi said the Gemara worked it out based on what they hold by ain tzvicha legufa, because ain tzvicha legufa is a branch of the din of mekalkal, and it's hal b'hatalia. Taisa says not hal b'hatalia. The Taisa says, so how did the Gemara come upon this machlekes of Yudah Reb Shimon by mekalkal b'chayvul amavir? Where did it come from? From thin air. So Taisa says, yeah, Kabbalah Oseb Yodim. They had a tradition that there was another machlekes of Yudah Reb Shimon unrelated to anything else that Yudah Reb Shimon said. So this is important. We're going to have to analyze this more. This machlekes Rashi and Taisa is what's the reason for Rabbah's din. Achayvul gumah b'shabes vein etzorach el al afora. He's not going to use the gumah. He just needs the offer to do kisi adama or something, or for building purposes, whatever. And he has a big loch in the middle of his apartment, in the middle of the field. The Rashi understands the reason why you potter is because it's mekalkel, a malocha bekilkel. And Tosfos holds the reason why you potter is ein tzricha legufa.
Can that be a mitzvah bubarera?
The kisi adam. Possibility. If he would have done it, bavera would have been a mitzvah bubarera, right? Would be a mitzvah shayla for mitzvah bo bavir.
If it would make the gumma somewhere near the fence, or if it's not in anybody's way, and
then it wouldn't be mekalkal. Okay. If the hole's anyway, if the whole place is a mess anyway, or full of holes anyway, yeah. So there's no mekalkal. Okay.
So according to Rashi,
it would be a lot of their eyes.
Yeah, but the main part is left out, because the main reason is a mekalkal.
Mekalkal.
The Gemara doesn't even mention it.
Well, Rababa doesn't give any reason. The Gemara in Chagiga and Shabbos says that's the reason. Well, Rashi says a direct quotation. Kidim before time per kamer Chagiga. The Gemara says the Beferish like that. Taisa is also masking to what Rashi said, but Taisa holds there's another reason, and that's the main reason is ain't tzricha legufa, because we pass like Rab Shimon. The ain't tzricha legufa is only the Rabbah.
I didn't say, I think Rashi says that he does accomplish because he does will be offered, so then why is that the contract?
It's
Taisus explains, in every case you have to determine whether the kilkol is greater than the tikkun, or the tikkun is greater than the kilkol. You have to figure out, does it make sense? Over here, the fella wants to use a little offer, but he just messed up the farm, or he just messed up the sod or the bayis. So the kilkol is so obvious, the fact that there's a tikkun that he's going to use the offer for something, that doesn't help. But you can't, according to Rashi, you cannot label it as a malacha shein tzvicha legufa, at all, because Rashi holds Melacha Shem Tzvicha Legufa means that therefore there's a lack of Mesaken. And there is Mesaken over here. He needs the offer that he just got for the Kisei Adam. This case will not be Ein Tzvicha Legufa. The Gemara suggested, as a Havamina, should I label it as Ein Tzvicha Legufa? They were groping in the dark for a time, for a Baba Zin. Possibly. Tesis holds that that's not true. Tesis makes a point of it in Masechah Shabbos. They say no. That when you're talking about Isuri Hanor, getting Hanor, so that's that person does an act which is Mahana him, but he has a Kilkul also. So Tesis says you have to determine whether the Kilkula Yeser al Tikkuna, Tikkuna Yeser al Kilkula. But from Alecha Shabbos, Tesis says, even if the Kilkul is greater than the Tikkun, as long as there's a little Mesaken, that's enough to be called Mesaken. That's what Taisus holds, but Rashi holds not so. That there are a lot of machlokes in Rashi and Taisus that are interconnected. So this is one of them. Rashi holds that Ein Tzvicha Legufa is a branch of Kilkul. And he holds that this is not Mekalka, it's Mekalka because it's Mekalka the Bais of the Sadr. But it's not because he's not improving the situation. He is improving it. He needs the offer. So what did the Gemara say? If a person is allowed a shecht on yontif, he's allowed a shecht chayiv the yoif. And then when he shecht chayiv, it's allowed a shecht the behem also. But there's no kisei adam on a behem, so that's easier. But if he shecht chayiv the yoif, he gets involved in a new problem. He's going to have to do kisei adam. So kisei adam per se is not an averi. It's not a malachim doing kisei adam on yontif. But there are three particular problems that you have to solve. So the one problem is mukta, which is only the rabbana, that must be solved. We don't permit you to violate mukta for the sake of fulfilling kisei adam. Even though it's only the rabbana, even though mukta is only the rabbana, kisei adam is a mitzvah deraisa. The Gemara says you don't allow it. You have to solve the problem of mukta by having deka know it's nevod yom. Likewise, we don't permit you to violate the malacha of tochein kitisha. Is it told of tochein? Rashi says we don't permit you to violate malachas tochein. Because in order to fulfill kisei adam, you have to have granulated sand. You're not allowed to grind up for the sake of kisei adam, because eser dechaloi seset does not apply. The only thing we would permit you to violate is the iser derabbanan of rababe. What exactly is the iser derabbanan of rababe? So that's a machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. What is was bashteit the iser derabbanan? The Rashi says the iser derabbanan of rababe is to do a malocha boifin shal makalpel. I call him a kalkal and pturim, pater avaloser. He's doing a malacha, ba'ifin shel makalkal. So that's a lower level prohibition than mukta. Mukta is a bigger chumra, mukta is the rabbanon, and a malacha daraisa, then the kalkal is the rabbanon. So mukta is more chumra than the kalkal. That's what it says. There's no heta to do kisei adam if you're going to have to violate mukta. But you may do kisei adam even though you know you're going to have to violate makalkal. Apparently in the Isurim Derabbanan you have different gradations, some are Mahoma than others. So Mukta is a much higher level Isur than Malachas Mekalkal. And Tesis learns that the reason why it's Rabab Din is only an Isur Derabbanan is because it's Malachas Shein Tzvicha Legufa, which is very fascinating. Mukta is more Chomer, that's what it says, it put two and two together. According to Tesis, Mukta is more Chomer than a Malachas Shein Tzvicha Legufa. Mukta is not even a Malacha. Mukta is a Gzeira Shema Yotzi. How come the Chachamim prohibited handling all the junk around the house? A Gzeira Shema Yotzi, he may forget and carry it into the street. So that's only a Gzeira. And this is a Melocha Shein Tzvicha Legufa. Isn't a Melocha de Rabbanon more Chomer than a Gzeira de Rabbanon? I don't know. So Tesis holds the Feirish not so. Mukta is only a Gzeira. Mukta is more Chomer than Melocha Shein Tzvicha Legufa. That's the question. Melocha Shein Tzvicha Legufa is Mutter on the level of their eyes. But it's awesome, but the Rabbanon, we pass like Rav Shimon. The Locha Shein Tzvicha Leguf is only the Rabbanon. So on the level of the Raisis had to go. On the level of the Rabbanon, Bas Fara the Rabbanon is it? Is it a Melocha mid the Rabbanon? But he's saying no. It's only a Gzeira mid the Rabbanon. Do you label it as a Melocha Rabbanon? So Lechayra, according to Tesis, if you tell me that Mukta is more Chomer than Melocha Shein Tzvicha Leguf, so right away you're telling me that Melocha Shein Tzvicha Leguf is not even a Melocha mid the Rabbanon. If it's a malacha de rabbanon, how can you say that mukta is mochama? Mukta is not a malacha. Mukta is only a gzeira. Hasvara no senes, the gzeiras are on a lower level than malacha. Malacha is mochama than a gzeira. So the pashtus, according to Tesis, you see, that malacha shein tzvicha legufa is mutam and atera asim and derabbanim and derabbanim so asa b'teres gzeira, not asa b'teres malach. And I hold that this gzeira, the Gemara is saying that this gzeira of malach and shen tzricha legufa is kal, is lighter, less chomer than the gzeira derabbanim of tilfim. According to Rashi also, the Gemara is saying something, but not as startling as what Taisa says. According to Rashi, the Gemara is saying that muktzeh is a gzeira derabbanan, and that's more chomer than doing a malacha ayidei kilkul. That I can understand a little better. When you do a malacha ayidei kilkul, it's not malachas machshavas. You're missing, it's like the ikar chosam and aseifah, you just pulled out the whole kishkas from the malacha. If you do a bit mekalkul, it's not malachas machshavas. Even though they asked midirabbanan to do a malacha bimekalkul, you can't call it a malacha midirabbanan. If you do a malacha b'mekalkul, it's only a gzeira. That I can understand. So you can tell me that the gzeira of muktzeh is more chomer than the gzeira of mekalkul. But according to Tesis, you have a chiddush that the gzeira of muktzeh is more chomer than the gzeira of ein tzvicha legufa. You tell me that malacha ein tzvicha legufa is only a gzeira. It's not even a malacha. The Mishnah Brura has a suffix about that. You know, he has a suffix nowhere near over here in Hilchas Chalamoid. The dinners that are Chalamoid, whatever malachas you're not permitted to do on Shabbos and on Yontov, you're not permitted to do on Chalamoid, with a few exceptions to the rule. There are a couple of kulas. So one of the exceptions to the rule is, if the whole prohibition on Shabbos and Yontov is only a gzeira, for example, to play the piano, to play music. So Mashmia Kol is not a malacha deraisa. It's not even a malacha mederabbanon. He didn't do any malacha mederabbanon. It's a gzeira shema yisak and play shir. You can't say, even with the wildest stretch of the imagination, that playing a piano is misakin mona. How can you say it's misakin mona? Climbing up on a tree. You're going to say, you're not allowed to climb up on a tree mederabbanon, you may break off a branch. You're going to say, whoever climbs on a tree is over on koitzer. How can you say over on koitzer? You're not allowed to apply medication on Shabbos and Yontov because shema yikon. So you're going to say, whoever swallows a pill is in violation of tochen. The words don't make any sense. How can you say it's in violation of tochen? So it's not even a malacha mederabbanon. So it says in Shulchan Aruch, or take lamashu, you ride on a horse, you're not allowed to ride on an animal, like Zeri may break off a branch and hit the animal to encourage it to go more. So there's a tesis in my cut in the first pair. Tesis shows from the Gemara, a little tesis on Daf Yudam and Aleph, one line tesis. The Kan Yesh Lochiach, that you're not allowed to go horseback riding on Chalamoid. So the Beis Yosef quotes the Tesis and he says, we don't paskin like that, just like that. We don't paskin like that. Because horseback riding is not even not a malacha deraisa, it's not even a malacha derabbanan, just a gzeira. And the Beis Yosef has his side. Whatever is only a gzeira is mutar chalamoid. Playing the piano on chalamoid is a machlek, is the taz and other mefarshim. And we paskin that it's mutar. A person wants to play the piano is mutar. Take medication is mutar on chalamoid. Handle muktzeh is mutar chalamoid. Why? Because handling muktzeh is only a gzeira. So they whenever all the gzeiras don't apply, none of the gzeiras apply a chalamoid. Also a gzeira, right. So whatever is only a gzeira was never instituted in a chalamoid. So the Mishnah Brura writes a suffix, what about a malacha shein tzvicha legufa? Are you permitted to do on chalamoid a malacha shein tzvicha legufa? It's a one-line suffix. This is the ganze Mishnah Brura. And it doesn't have any mekoros. The Bazba state the suffix, what is he in doubt about? This is exactly the Shaila. When the Chachamim prohibited Malacha Shein Tzvicha Legufa, what's the nature of the prohibition? Should I say that Midirabbanan, Sofko Sofi did a Malacha? So Midatar, it's Muta because they ain't Tzvicha Legufa. But Midirabbanan, they called it a Malacha, and it's also Mita Malacha. He say, no, Midirabbanan is not even a Malacha, it's only a Gzera. It's only a Gzera. So according to Tesis, he see the Feirish that it's only a Gzera. Because the Gemara says that muktzeh is more chomer than malacha shein tzvicha legufa. The isa muktzeh we would never permit on yontif, even for the sake of mitzvah kisi adam. But the malacha shein tzvicha legufa we would permit. So you see that it's a gzeira, ein tzvicha legufa, it's only a gzeira that's less kal. It's kal in comparison to the gzeira of tilta muktzeh. Tilta muktzeh is a gzeira chamura, and malacha shein tzvicha legufa is a gzeira kal. That's what you see from Tesis. Rashi, you don't see that, because Rashi learned that the Maskana Rabbah's din is talking about Mekalkel. Mekalkel, that I understand better, that Mekalkel is not even a Malacha Mederabbanan, it's only a Gzeira, because you're lacking Malachas Machshavas. To be a Malacha Mederabbanan, Sof Kosal also has to be Malachas Machshavas. So if it's mekalkel and you have a lack of melech nasheves, it's not a melech at all. It's not a melech min atar, it's not a melech min rabbana. It's only a gzeira. And in fact, the gzeira of tilka mukta is more chomer than this. This is less. The gzeira of doing melech ben mekalkel is less of the gzeira than tilka mukta. That's how you see from this gemara. That's the gemara. So now we're going to have to go back to try to figure out what is the machlokes over here between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Let's see in the Mishnah. It says in the Mishnah, the last two lines it says, second line from the end of the Mishnah, Umodim, the Beis Hillel admit to the Beis Shammai, they both are masking. Umodim, the Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel are both in agreement. Shimshachat, if a person went ahead with the yevet farfam, he went ahead and he shechts chayav yov, and he needs kisei adam. So they both agree. Shimshachat, if with the yevet he already shechted, shayach ba bedeker v'yichase, we would be makel to allow him to do the kisei adam. What do you mean we're makel to allow him? What's the shaila? So the gemara that we just learned to explain what the issue is. We're not dealing with a shaila mukta. No, if it's an issue of mukta, nobody would be maker. We're not dealing with an issue of chine, because that's a malacha, the araisa. So we're talking about a tichuach. The only issue we're dealing with is there's an issa de rabbanon of chayfa gumo ve'en etzarach ela lafora, which according to Rashi is a malacha b'mekalkel. According to Taisa, malacha shen tzvicha lagufa. No, so for the sake of a makam mitzvahs, kisi adam, we permitted him to shech the behemah chayviyoy for oichal nefesh. That's what Tosis calls simchas yontif. The Gemara used the expressions interchangeably. We permitted him to shech the behemah for oichal nefesh. That's called simchas yontif. And the kisei adam is considered the gemar of the shechita, even though it's not makam in the heter achila. You can eat it without the kisei adam, but it's the gemar of the shechita, so it's really not right in a little bit. It's not right to eat before you do kisei adam. So it's considered as if the kisei adam is also being done for the sake of simchas yontif, not just the shechita. The kisei adam is also to complete the shechita, so you should eat b'menucha or b'shalva. He's allowed to eat. So since he wants to do kisei adam, so therefore we are makel that he can violate the isa de rabbanan kal of either the isa de rabbanan kal of mekalkel, Rashi says, or the isa de rabbanan kal of melachah shetzich legufa. That's what they both agree, b'sham and b'sil. So if they both agree, so what are they fighting about? What was the third case where they argue? Asheichet chayav yov b'yontif. If someone went ahead and shecht chayav yov, the Shammai say he can do kisei adam. The Sul say he's not allowed to do kisei adam. We just said they all agreed that if you did it, you may do kisei adam. The Gemara says no. The machlokes the Shammai and the Sul is, do we permit this l'chatchila? This is a whopper of a kula here. You're permitting him to violate an isa de rabbanan in order to fulfill the kisei adam. So would you allow him l'chatchila to shecht? So he comes and he asks Hashayla, I forgot to shecht on Erev Yontif and I want to shecht. In order to fulfill the mitzvah, kisei adam, I'm going to have to violate an isa de rabbanon, either an isa de rabbanon of mekalkel Rashi, or an isa de rabbanon of ein tzvicha l'gufa l'taisis. So would you permit me to do it? So that's the machlekes b'sham emisil. Hashechet doesn't mean hashechet b'diyevet. Hashechet haboli molech, the Gemara says, the shechet, not he already shechted, the man, the shechet, wants the shech. The person who is a shechet comes to the rabbi and he asks, would you permit me to shech? So Beis Shammai say, we would permit you. Mutar lahatchila. Go ahead and shech and do the kisei adam, it's okay. Beis Hillel say, no. If you already did shech, farfan say, gotta do kisei adam. So you have no choice. So we make all on the Yisra de Rabbanim and Mokam Mitzvah's kisei adam. But l'chatchila to shech the day to the hochi to know your machnes atzmach ala matzav shal tchiyas isurim, that for the sake of the mitzvah kis adam you're going to be doiche some kind of an isur de rabbanon or another. So that's what the Beis Hillel disagree with the Beis Shammai, that you're not lo yishchot l'chatchila yishut b'shech unless all of the problems were solved. But the yevet, if you shech to the bed and you have no breire, then we'll be mekel on this isur de rabbanon. That's how the Gemara explains the pshat in the Mishnah. There are other cases in Shas where similar shailas come up. Are you permitted to put yourself into a predicament where you know you're going to have to be doiche in Israel? Rav Soloveitchik, many years ago, they wrote a tshuva in English for Dr. Belkin about the Talmidim who gets smicha from the yeshiva. I think it was during the Second World War. Could that be? Yeah. Dr. Buckham is then the head of the yeshiva. No? Second World War. Is a Muslim from the yeshiva permitted to volunteer to the chaplaincy knowing in advance that sometimes it'll have to be Michal Shabbos? If you're going to be a chaplain overseas, once in a while you're going to have to be Michal Shabbos for the sake of Pikoch Nefesh. So is that called Machnes Atzman and Matzav Shal Tchias Yisurim? Or would you say that that's Mutter? So he wrote a whole tshuva about that. And part of the tshuva is to figure out how this fits into the picture. And you have other cases in
Brismila.
Right, so the Rav's whole shtigl Torah, the Rav's whole tshuva in English, the Dr. Belkin, starts off at the Ramban in the Balamor by the Brismila. Exactly, that shayla. So there's an Enig Yontif has a long discussion. How does this fit in with that Ramban and all the other cases? So maybe believe that, and next time we'll have to discuss it a little bit. The Gemara in the first parak in Bav Metzia quotes the pasuk from today's Sedrik, Ki libe nei yisol avadim, avadai hem esher tzeisi yos from the Eretz Mitzrayim. The Gemara has a din that a poyel is chayzeh by afilu ben tzayom, that a laborer has a right to quit even in the middle of the day. Unless he's going to be mafsid the balabos, if he's going to cause a hefsid to the balabos. Let's say I obligated myself to fix the roof, and they say it's going to rain or snow soon, and I'm the only roofer in the whole neighborhood. If I'm not going to fix the roof, you're going to suffer hefsid. Or I'm a malamed in the yeshiva, I'm going to quit in the middle of the day, so the kids are going to run hefker. So that's not right. I have to give enough advance warning that they should be able to get someone else. But if the circumstances are such, Nishgefella, I'll quit in the middle. He won't suffer any hefsid. It'll take him a week longer till it. And if he already ordered everything to deliver to Hina and everything, he'll write the hefsid. If it Nishgefella, he'll just get finished a week later and he won't suffer any hefsid mamon. So that's the halacha, that a laborer can always quit in the middle. The boss has no right to fire the worker, but the worker has a right to quit in the middle of the job. We the halacha considers everything with a different perspective. The halacha considers it as if the worker has a bailus on the job, and the boss is not allowed to gamba the job from him, as long as my contract goes. But the boss is not the balabos. The worker is the balabos on the job. The worker is considered the muhsik on the job. So the Gemara learns it out from this pasuk. The Gemara says, if you're going to say that a laborer who signed a contract and he agreed he's going to work for a whole year, if you're going to say he's not allowed to quit in the middle of the job, is dachmamish, is a fashklaf, he's like an eved ivri, he's like an eved ivri. And the Torah doesn't want us to be avodim. The Rabbanu Shalom proclaimed, ki li b'nei Yisrael avodim. V'loi avodim l'avodim. The Rabbanu Shalom doesn't want us to sell ourselves as an eved ivri. A person holach machar atzma as an eved ivri is in violation of this isik, ki li b'nei Yisrael avodim. So what are you going to say? Every person has to be self-employed. Everyone has to be a knacker. Nobody can be salaried by anybody else. That's not impossible. You can't run a world like that. That everybody's going to be self-employed. The economy, the whole economy will collapse. So the Gemara says, no. The reason why it's mutter to be employed by somebody else is because poel chayzeba filu b'emtzayon. Because the worker, the laborer always has a right to quit in the middle. If he wouldn't have the right to quit in the middle, lotos gehesen an avdus, and he would be considered an eved. And he wouldn't be allowed to accept a job in the first place. So the Gemara emphasizes the importance of independence. See, a lot of people make fun about Yom Ha'atzmaut. Where did this concept come from? Where did the significance of independence? There's some Rabbanim Talmid Chacham, they write, they looked in the Shulchan Aruch, they never found any mention of Yom Ha'atzmaut. Of course they never found any mention. The Shulchan Aruch is written in the 1500s. Of course they don't mention anything about Yom Ha'atzmaut. So the question is there any significance to being independent? Of course there is significance. What is just a gaiva on the part of the Apikursish Zionists that they want to be Lios Am Chavshi, to be Chavshim, to be free in the sense of Apikurs? No, the Chazal speak about the significance of being free. The Midrashim say that when Paro declared on the night of Makos Chorus, Paro declared the freedom from Bnei Yisrael, so he said, Hallelu Abdei Hashem V'loi Abdei Paro. Until now you were Abdei Paro, there's nothing to say Hallel about. But now that I'm officially freeing you, so now Hallelu Abdei Hashem V'loi Abdei Paro, you no longer Avodim to me. Now you can be Avodim directly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When people are independent, then it makes sense that they should say Hallel. They can have a direct relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what the Gemara explains, one of the reasons why on Purim we don't say Hallel. And on Chanukah we do Sahal. The Gemara Megillah and Daf Yedaleh gives three different reasons. So one of the reasons is Halal is Halal Abdei Hashem V'loy Abdei Parah. But after the Nes Purim Akati Abdei Dachashverosh Anan, the Bnei Yisrael was still avodim. On the occasion of Nes Chanukah they established an independent Jewish government. So that maintains Halal Abdei Hashem V'loy Abdei Antiyuchas. When there's independence, then it makes sense to say Halal. That's why the Rabbanim, when they first established the Medina, were so excited about the idea of introducing Halal. So some Rabbanim went wild and they said we should blow shofar, we should shake a lulav, we should have Kabbalah Shabbos, and we should say a Haftarah, and we should say Pesukah Dizim Rav Shabbos. So that Rav Soloveitchik thought that's ridiculous. I mean, what are they just showing? As if from all the mitzvahs Haftarah, Zionism is the biggest mitzvah, and the whole, like the Stipler writes, and the whole religion has to book Zuch to Zionism. That's ridiculous. To introduce the Nusach of Kabbalah Shabbos and to boost Gia Shofar. Gia Shofar is Rosh Hashanah, Kabbalah Shabbos is Shabbos, and Haftarah Shabbos has nothing to do with Yom HaTzmaut. But the reciting of Halal is a different story. That's what Halal is all about. And independence is a very significant concept in our religion. The only thing is that the independence makes sense. Man Chereseinu, we celebrate our independence. Halal Abdei Hashem Alay Abdei Parah, Pesach. So the Cheres only makes sense. Ein Lecha Ben Cheron, let me show you Sid Batera. The Cheres makes sense if it's going to lead up to Kabbalah Satera. That's Moshe Rabbeinu was told in the beginning when HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose him. He kept on drain Zacharias for 7 days. He said, no, Shlach Nami Yatishlach, and Anochi Aral Sfasayim, Hein Lo Yaminu Lu. Every day he gave a different teretz. And the Baruch Shalom said, no, Zelecho Yis HaShanochi Shlach Ticha, I need you. You're not good. If I needed a politician, a spokesman, I wouldn't pick you. You're a batlan. I need a Rosh Yeshiva, I need a Malamed. The whole Yitzias Mitzrayim is in order to lead up to Kabbalah Satera. Under these circumstances, you're the best Malamed. That's why I want you. That's what the Mefarshim, the Rambam and the Sefer HaChinuch say. Zelachoyis HaShanoch Yishlachtich Ba'atziach HaSom Mitzrayim Tavdin HaSalakim Alahor HaZeh. The whole Tachlis of Yitzias Mitzrayim is in order to lead up to Kabbalah Satera. So independence, Atzmaut, is a very important, very significant concept in our tradition. That's what the Chazal emphasized. Ki libnei Yisrael avodim v'loy avodim l'avodim. The Rebbeinu Shalom wants us to go v'olach eschem k'mimius. The kol mezukufa. We shouldn't be kufim to the umas olam. We shouldn't have shibud malchus. That's a concept of the Mashiach Zeiten. We'll go v'kol mezukufa. We won't be meshuvah to the umas olam. But the significance of Atzmaut only has meaning if it's going to lead up to Kabbalah Solatav. Just Atzmaut to be free, and that's the end of the whole story. So that's not too meaningful. That's what the Jews, throughout all the generations, were always fighting for freedom. They were always the leaders in the Russian Revolution, with the communism in America. They were always the leaders of the civil unions, liberty, and so on and so forth. But this is freedom that's dumb, that doesn't lead up to any Kabbalah Samachashman. That's not meaningful. But the Pesach is supposed to lead up to Shavuos to indicate this idea that Cheres, Man Cheresenu, Cheres and Atzmaut is only meaningful if the Taka leads up to Kabbalah Salatar. It's interesting that the two days of celebration that were instituted in recent years, the Yom HaTzmaut and Yom Yerushalayim, both fall out in this season of the year between Pesach and Shavuos. That we should keep in mind that whatever we're celebrating about Eretz Yisrael, all of the celebrations about the Medina only make sense because the religious Jews are celebrating because we feel that all of this is going to lead up to more Torah. If it's going to lead away from the Torah, so then you have to rip Kriya and you have to observe Avelis. We hold that it's going to lead to more Shmiras on Mitzvahs.
Next week is not the week.